This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This race between John Rivera, Jeremy Zellner, and Dan Gagliardo. This will be a race between three people, two on the Democrat side. How much of an advantage could Gagliardo have with two Democrats vying for that seat as well as Gagliardo?
Well, it certainly gives him an advantage that some of the Democrat vote might be split between Jeremy Zellner and Rivera. So that plays in his advantage. The other advantage that Gagliardo has is that this is a special election in February. It's tough enough to get people to come out to vote in primary elections scheduled in June. Special elections in the middle of winter, they are tough. They're a bear to get people to vote. So it could be a very, very low voter turnout. Some people are saying it could be as low as 13-14%. If that's the case, the party in the minority in terms of voter registration has a chance to pull off a surprise and to pull off an upset. So I think that pretty much reflects the way Republicans are thinking about this seat.
How much does Gagliardo still have to overcome to defeat either Rivera or Zellner?
Well, on paper, this is a very strong Democrat district. There's some 90,000 registered Democrats versus about 40,000 registered Republicans and 37,000 independents. And so that's a big hill to climb. And you also have the factor here that the Democrat candidate running, Jeremy Zellner, is chairman of the Democrat Party. He is not going to want to be embarrassed by his organization producing a low vote turnout and losing a special election. So you can bet that Jeremy Zellner will be doing everything he can to make sure his organization is functioning at peak efficiency to make sure he's not embarrassed. So I think that's the landscape that Gagliardo faces and that any Republican would face in this particular district running against the chairman of the Democrat Party.
For the Democrats this year, it looks like it's going to be a year with three elections, the special election, the primary, and the general election. On the Republican side, it might just be the general election in November. How much could that help as far as the war chest for the Gagliardo and the Republican Party?
Yeah, you know, Dan Gagliardo raised a lot of money in his race for supervisor of Amherst. He's a very proficient fundraiser. And there's going to be money from all over the state coming in on this particular race. And you're right, this is the first of a series of elections. The candidates for a special election are not chosen by the party voters in a primary of any sort. It's chosen by the party leadership. And that's how Jeremy Zellner got the endorsement and avoided any type of contest for this race. However, if he is successful in winning in February, he will then have to face a general party primary in June. And that's where Rivera may come into it and enter and force a contested primary. And then, of course, there's the issue is, does Rivera stay on the Working Families Party line going forward into November? So there's lots of dominoes to fall yet, but those are kind of the dynamics in place for this seat. It's complicated. It's a series of elections and may not be decided until actually November comes around.
And for whoever wins in the special election, the 61st, how much of an advantage will that person have come primary season and or general election season?
Well, I would not expect if Dan Gagliardo wins the special election, I would really doubt there would be a primary in the Republican Party to challenge him. I think he would be the party nominee going into the November election. There's always an advantage to incumbency. And if he does win in February and goes into November as the party nominee, he has a number of months to maximize his incumbency in terms of appealing to voters. So, that's an advantage to him if he wins. But again, he would be facing an electorate come November that's overwhelmingly Democrat in this particular Senate district.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,